Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications, now presents DC Everest Baseball. Everest Baseball is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, Brainerd Funeral Home, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Co-Vantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, Telusti and Kennedy Attorneys at Law, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, and Valley Communities Credit Union. Now with the play-by-play, Chris Conley.
From the campus of Middleton High School outside of Madison, I'm Chris Conley, and the Evergreens are on the air. Welcome to a doubleheader on Fox Sports Radio this afternoon. We've got a beautiful day for baseball. Last season, the Evergreens came down to this triangular at Middleton and lost both games. They'll take on the Kimberly Papermakers today and then the host team, the Middleton Cardinals, in Game 2. Our broadcast starting, about 45 minutes behind schedule because the first game of this doubleheader was a dandy. Went into extra innings before Kimberly defeated Middleton 6-5. Kind of a frustrating loss for the Middleton Cardinals. They had a three-run lead, had the Papermakers come back on them, and then fell by giving up a run in the top of the eighth inning. So Kimberly, that team that's already played eight frames, getting ready to take on the D.C. Everest Evergreens. When last seen on Thursday, the Evergreens were in a pressure cooker of a game. They needed a win over Walsall East to claim a share of second place in the Valley Conference. They were trailing by a run going into the seventh inning. They scored three, gave back one, and then finally ended the game with two men in scoring position. A quality 7-6 win to finish the Valley Conference at 6 wins, 6 losses. Good for a three-way tie for second place. The other teams that join them in that knotted second position are Merrill and Walsall West. All of those teams have finished their conference schedule, so there is no standing or second place or trying to get a share kind of pressure today. These two games are really tune-ups for the state playoffs, which lie ahead. The Evergreens already know they'll have a home game in the opening round of the playoff Tuesday. They'll take on Rhinelander at Simon Field. The winner of that gets the number 3 seed, which has a first-round bye, Antigo, a game that will be at Antigo on Thursday, which the Evergreens hope to post win and advance onto. That is all next week. Today, two exciting games against two tough teams, teams that will help prepare the Evergreens for the hopeful playoff run that lies ahead. We'll talk more about that with Everest coach Dave Langbin after a two-minute break. Conley and the coach when we come right back on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
Crank up the gas and light up the coals. Grilling season is finally here. Are you going to settle for the teeny weenies and the bland burgers? Heck no. Treat your family to award-winning brats from Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Choose from chili cheese, mushroom and Swiss, chicken tequila, and other taste bud tantalizing flavors. All natural with no liquid smoke or chemical additives. Try Country Fresh Meats for your next lunch break. Weekdays between 10 and 2. Country Fresh Meats, from their farm to yours, on the corner of 29 and J in Weston.
You know a good teammate when you see one.
You've been injured. Do you hire the big city law firm who has sent you unsolicited letters? Before you do, ask yourself these questions. Am I going to be able to meet with them whenever I want to? Am I going to get personal service or be just another number? Big city law firm doesn't mean better representation. It means inconvenience for you. Call us, Telesti and Kennedy Law Firm. We're experienced in truck, auto, and motorcycle accidents. Lawyers you know and trust.
our team to be out.
Fans out. Fox Sports Radio.
They may not recognize them. Their victories have made them very happy and even changed their lives. At Bone & Joint Center, our team includes nearly 20.
Welcome back to Middleton, where the D.C. Everest Evergreens are continuing their pregame warm-ups. We're probably about 15 minutes away from first pitch here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Not sure yet if Kimberly will take a full infield. Again, they warmed up by playing in the first game, which they won 6-5 over the host team, Middleton. Then one more game to follow this one. The D.C. Everest Evergreens will take on the Middleton Cardinals once the Everest-Kimberly game wraps up, and we'll have both of them for you here on Fox Sports Radio. Once we're done tonight, back to Athletic Park for the Wisconsin Woodchucks. What a big opening night at the newly renovated Athletic Park yesterday. Beautiful renovation. Spent some of that game behind home plate and in the new press box and in the luxury suites. You will want to make sure that a Woodchucks game is on your summer schedule this year. You'll be amazed with the transformation at Athletic Park. And again, there's more to come. In the next couple of years, the grandstand seating area, the general admission spots down the first and third base line will also be upgraded. So there's more to come as Athletic Park really gets moved from, you know, it's kept a lot of its historic feel, but yet now it has all the modern amenities that makes going to a game there very pleasant. The Woodchucks play their second home game of the year against for their first win. They're off to an 0-4 start. That game will be on Fox Sports Radio, scheduled for a start at 7 o'clock. We should be finished up with our high school baseball doubleheader in plenty of time. The Evergreens come in 6-6 in conference play, and the Valley Conference season is over for the Evergreens. They finish in that three-way tie for second. The Evergreens are 11-8 overall. Kimberly, with their win earlier today, 13-7. The Papermakers have also wrapped up their conference play. They finished in fourth place with an 11-6 record. Let's spend some time with the D.C. Everest head baseball coach, Dave Langman. We spoke to him before game as the team arrived off the bus. The Conley and the Coach segment on Fox Sports Radio. Let's look back at Thursday's game, Coach. You know, a lot of the problems that we've seen with the team during the year were very prevalent there. A lot of errors, sloppy defense, not enough pitching to go around. And yet none of that really matters when you're down by a run, second place on the line, and you come up with three runs. The team hit when it needed to, and I give them a lot of credit for that.
Yeah, they absolutely did a phenomenal job sticking with it. You know, they could have folded a tent and started feeling sorry for themselves, but they stuck to it like we did. We did it against West, now we did it against East, and, you know, kind of a nice feeling knowing that they're willing and able to score runs late in games.
And you had some gutty performances by your pitchers, too. I mean, for Logan Langvin and for Bryce Hines. Those are pressure-filled situations for guys who started the year at JV. And I think both of them were kind of bend-but-don't-break performances. But they got outs when they needed it. They threw strikes when they needed to. I give them a lot of credit, too.
Yeah, they did a nice job, you know, dealt with some controversy. And they came through and kind of stemmed the tide, so to speak, and, you know, did really well.
So that put an end to the Valley season, and this year, I don't know if the conference was really down, but the conference, everyone aside from Stevens Point, took turns beating each other this year.
Yeah, we were pretty much even across the board. You know, it was just that way, and it's been that way kind of in the middle for the last, you know, 4 or 5 years that I've been around, and it's nice to know that the competition's always going to be there, and that you're not going to have a slouch in your conference. A little tough though when you got somebody that's dominant as Point that kind of takes over.
The matchups that you'll see today, Kimberly and Middleton, I think if you put them in the Valley, they'd be upper-level teams. This is a good test for some of the competition that you're going to see later on in the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, obviously we've got to win game one, but, you know, these are two of the top teams in the state, and they've got great programs, always have, run by two great coaches, and enjoy coming down here and playing against them and just kind of comparing ourselves to what goes on in other parts of the state.
Aside from not wanting to use a lot of pitching, no one wants to use a lot of pitching today because everyone has state games coming up next week. This really is a measuring stick.
It is a measuring stick. Yeah, you know, we're gonna use everybody that we got to pitch, is just try to use them a little, but you know, hopefully we won't run into any extra inning games where we have to burn up people that we've never used before. But yeah, it is a measuring stick, and we're gonna take it as an opportunity to prepare ourselves for Tuesday.
All right, we have two games coming up today. It'll be D.C. Everest against Kimberly in game one, and then we'll take on the host team Middleton after about a half hour in between games. We'll have the starting line after a two-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Our team has a lot of fans out there. Though you may not recognize them, their victories have made them very happy and even changed their lives. At Bone & Joint Center, our team includes nearly 20 top-performing providers, highly skilled in every area of orthopedic care, so you always have a whole team of specialists on your side, not just one, collaborating closely to get you back to the things you love. Bone & Joint Center, welcome to the pros. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
New boyfriend or just friends, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeVorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeVorneyOrtho.com.
We are Buck Sports!
Welcome back to Middleton, where we are just about ready for baseball. This is a neutral field game between the Kimberly Papermakers and the DC Everest Evergreens. I'm Chris Conley. Kimberly will play as the home team, so with the Evergreens batting first, let's meet the D.C. Everest starting batting order. Hitting off and catching is Mason Hagenbusher. Sean Lutke will be the starting pitcher, left-hander. He'll bat for himself and will bat second. Mike Plaza plays left field and bats third. Plaza comes into the day, team's leading hitter, 420 batting average. Plaza looks to end the regular season above 400. Cody Cocker, with the game-winning hit against Wausau East, plays third base and bats fourth. Wyatt Brown in center field will bat fifth. Brady Burrell plays first base and bats sixth. Nathan Sleifert, the starting second baseman, will bat seventh. Bryce Hines gets the start today in right field. He'll bat eighth. And Alex Kell, shortstop, batting ninth. That's Hagenbusher, Ludke, Plaza, Cocker, Brown, Burrell, Sleifert, Hines, and Alex Kell for the D.C. Everest Evergreens against Junior Taggart. Here's Taggart's first pitch to Mason Hagenbusher. It is high and outside off the catcher's mitt, and we're underway from Kimberly. 81 degrees at first pitch and just some high, thin clouds. This is the kind of weather we were waiting for when the season got underway in early April. Taggart's second offering to left-handed batting Mason Hagenbusher is up high. Senior Hagenbusher now ahead in the count, 2 balls, no strikes. Only at the high school level do you see a catcher with enough speed to bat leadoff, and that's what we have here. Hagenbusher probably had instructions to take until strike one, and there it is, fastball just below the letters, 2 balls and 1 strike. If you are just joining us, we're starting about 45 minutes late. Our earlier game today went into extra innings. Hagenbusher pops this one up. It's on the infield. Scott Schribner is the first baseman calling and catching, and there's the first out. Now while Sean Ludke comes in to bat, let's meet the Papermakers defense. Travis Vanderhaeden starts in left field. Griffin Hawley is the center fielder, and Nate Tyson is in right. In the infield, left to right, Ben Carew plays at third base. Danny Vandenboom is the shortstop. Bryce Schwick is the second baseman. And Scott Schreiber, who just made the play over at first base, completes the infield. Battery Turner Vandercray catches, and junior right-hander Ethan Taggart to pitch. First pitch to Sean Lutke, misses outside for a ball. Evergreens with two left-handed batters at the top of their order. Took something off there, and Taggart drops it in for a strike. 1 ball, 1 strike. D.C. Everest Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwalsall.com. Taggart misses outside. It's two balls and a strike. So we play the top of the first inning with one out. Taggart looks like he has average to above average velocity. Line drive just foul down the first base line. Foul by maybe a foot. Lüdke set that one on a line. It was going to have it go into the corner for extra bases. Just didn't quite have it straight enough down that right field line. Turned on a fastball there. Two balls, two strikes. Again, this is not the hardest or fastest fastball that the Evergreens have seen here. Taggart's one of the secondary pitchers for the Papermakers, who are 13-7 for the year. He missed up high, and the count now goes full to Sean Lüdke. We'll be keeping a close eye when Lüdke takes the field. He is the Evergreen starting pitcher here, and he left his last start with an injury. Was tugging at his pitching arm. 3-2 pitch, slow roller to second. Bryce Schwick fields it cleanly. Over to first, two up, two down in the Evergreens' half of the first inning. Here comes Mike Plaza. Because everyone in the Evergreens program is wondering if Mike Plaza can finish the season hitting above 400. I did some math here. Plaza cannot afford to take the collar in these games. His average would drop below 400. So 0 for 4 in this and 0 for 4 in the second, and he would finish the season at 390 instead of 420. So Mike Plaza needs today if he wants to have bragging rights for a 400 batting season. Plaza takes the first pitch outside. Plaza leads the team with 30 hits for the year. Off-speed pitch to Mike Plaza, and that is over. It's one ball and one strike. When Plaza makes outs, it's usually that he's reaching at something off-speed. He's popped up those. But Plaza, I don't think I've ever seen someone at the high school level hit more line drives than Mike Plaza. There's a fastball on the outside corner. He's down in the count, one ball and two strikes. And, of course, because there's limited scouting with these non-conference games, people don't have a line reel in how to pitch Mike Plaza, except everyone sees that average. He's out in front of an off-speed pitch there, swing to miss, and Mike Plaza has struck out. A three-up, three-down first inning for Ethan Taggart. Evergreens are in the field, and Kimberly coming up to bat at the end of a half inning. D.C. Everest nothing, and Kimberly is up next. Back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Yes, we're on the air.
This is the Dan Patrick Show.
Here they come again.
Work hard, play hard.
Is what Manziel did living life to its fullest?
You're saying going to Vegas with Gronk is not a life lived to its fullest?
I like how Gronk gets off. You know, nobody's criticizing him, right? Like, here's Gronk who hasn't been able to play. He's been hurt, surgeries, and he's the one out there partying like a rock star. Nobody cares about that.
Dan Patrick.
Weekday mornings at 8 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
We're getting ready for the bottom of the first inning. Let's meet the batting order for the Kimberly Papermakers. With a win earlier today, they improved to 13-7 for the season. Their center fielder, Griffin Hawley, to lead off. Third baseman, Ben Carew, will bat second. Scott Schriebner, the first baseman, bats third. Right fielder, Nate Tyson, bats fourth. In left field is Travis Van Pitten. He'll bat fifth. Second baseman, Bryce Schwick, will bat in the sixth spot. The designated hitter hitting for the pitcher is Nathan Swensey, and he'll bat seventh. Turner Vanderkray is the catcher, batting eighth, and Danny Vanderboom is the shortstop. He'll bat ninth. Hawley, Carew, Schriebner, Tyson, Vanderhayden, Schwick, Sinisi, Vanderkray, and Vandenboom, the nine batting for the Kimberly Papermakers. They'll face senior left-hander Sean Lüdke. See if this is a bounce-back start for him. Lüdke 0-3 for the season. He's seen as many relief appearances as he has starts. Again, left his last start with discomfort in his throwing elbow. Left in the game against Beryl. His first pitch is inside for a ball and follows up with a fastball that's down low in the dirt. Lüdke behind two balls and no strikes to the leadoff hitter Griffin Hawley. So Lidke already in violation of the two things you want to see from pitchers. First pitch, strike one, and work ahead in the count. Gets that one, kind of changed his position with a high leg kick. He came overhand and fouled the plate with a fastball there. Two balls and one strike. We're playing the bottom of the first inning. Yes, we're underway a little late here, and there's no score between the Evergreens and Kimberly Papermakers. Lidke looked like he overthrew that one. He's down in the count, three balls and strikes. See if Hawley gets to hit here or if he has the take at 3-1. High leg kick again. He is swinging, popped up foul down the first base line and out of play over the chain link fence. So Lidke has battled back to a full 3-2 count against Griffin Hawley. Can these Papermakers hit? You bet they can. 14 hits for them in the first game, scoring six runs. 3-2 pitch coming here. It's a fastball. It's popped up on the infield. This one's playable on the right side. Brady Burrell's in foul territory. First baseman calls and catches, and there's the first out. So Hawley was ahead in the count, then didn't get a really good swing at the 3-2 pitch and got under it for the first out. Here's Ben Carew. Carew, another right-handed batter. Very comfortable weather today. Low 80s, and what little wind there is blowing from right to left now. The weather is not going to be a factor at all today. Pitch from Lidke is up high for ball one. If you haven't been down to Middleton, this is probably the best baseball facility that we'll play at all season. This rivals Carson Park in Eau Claire, where we had the doubleheader 3 weeks ago. That's a great facility, too. But that's a minor league ballpark used in the Northwoods League. This is a high school facility that doesn't get any better than this at the high school level. Pitch misses there. Two balls, no strikes. And Lidke's fastball is up high again. This may be a mechanics thing, or maybe Sean Lidke is not quite back to 100% with that elbow. We saw him from the bullpen once since leaving that start early. But Lidke seems to consistently be missing high. Here's the 3-0 pitch, tried to make an adjustment, and misses down low. It's a 4-pitch walk for Ben Carew, who becomes the first base runner of the ballgame. One out and one on for Scott Schreibner, the first baseman. Just taking a look at Schreibner, he's an imposing figure at the plate. He's a senior. Also pitches and plays some shortstop, but he's a tall kid. You can tell he's well over 6 feet, broad-shouldered, looks like he can hit. Runner on first, Lidke with the leg kick anyway. Bouncing ball gets past the third baseman, Cody Cocker, and into left field, a base hit. It went off Cocker's glove, but it was hard hit. We're going to score that a hit. Yes, we are. Already posted that way on our scoreboard, and Kimberly with one out has runners on first and second. And Schreibner didn't waste any time. Like the first pitch he saw, thought he could do something with it, and indeed he did. To the left side. Kimberly has runners on first and second with one out for the cleanup hitter, Nate Tyson. Tyson is left-handed batter, so we have a lefty-lefty matchup. As we are scoreless for now in the bottom of the first inning. Lidke looks over the runner at first base, steps off the rubber, and now his catcher, Mason Hagenwood, will come out and pay a visit. During this stoppage, let's set the Evergreens defense. Outfield left to right, that's Mike Plaza, the junior. Wyatt Brown, senior center fielder, best speed in the Valley Conference. And Bryce Hines is the starter in right field. Hines came up with those clutch outs on the mound in the seventh inning against Wausau East and gets rewarded with a start today. The Evergreens infield, Cody Cocker at third. That's Alex Kell at shortstop. Nathan Sloot at second and Brady Burrell at first. The battery, Mason Hagenbusher catches. Sean Lutke pitches. Runners are going, double steal. Throw down to second. Safe. Both runners advance. Pretty good throw from Nathan Hagenbusher, but a pretty good jump from Ben Carew to get himself in there. Again, Lutke sometimes goes to that leg kick even with runners on base and paid for it there. As now two men move up to scoring position, successful double steal for the Papermakers. First pitch was called a strike to Nate Tyson. Lidke now can work from the full windup, and he does, and that one's fisted foul over the dugout at third base and out of play for strike two. Evergreens play the infield back. Makes sense. We are early in the ballgame, so they will concede a run for an out here with one down in the bottom of the first inning. Kimberly is now on second and third. And Nate Tyson waiting an 0-2 pitch. Here it comes. Curveball. turned on that and put it foul down the first base line, so we'll do it again. One of the things that we have not yet seen from Lutke is can he throw his off-speed stuff for strikes. That's been a challenge for all of the Evergreen pitchers sometime this season. And, of course, that's what separates the men from the boys in high school pitching. Do you have a second pitch, and can you throw it for strikes? Then a lot of batters come up guessing. 0-2 pitch. Boy, that one was close, just off the outside part of the plate. Actually, take that back. They call that strike three? You bet they did. And Nate Tyson has gone down looking. Sure looked good from up here. Glad blue behind the plate agreed. Lutke needed that strikeout, and he got it. Now with two down, Travis Vanderhaeden comes up. Vanderhaeden, another big, broad-shouldered kid. He'll bat from the right-hand side. Up to Travis to see if they strand two runners. A hit to the outfield probably brings in two. Here's ground ball to second. Should be out of the inning. Sleaford fields it cleanly. Throws to first. A wide throw, an error, and a run comes in. Now, Sleaford had to move to his right towards second base to make that play. Still looked like he had time to set himself and get the ball over to Brady. Instead, he threw wide of the bag. Burrell came off of first base to keep the throw from him. Runner is safe at first, and a run comes in. Kimberly takes a 1-0 lead. A microcosm there of the defensive problems that the Evergreens have had in the season. So here is Sean Lutke, who should be out of the inning, instead has a run come in on him, and still has man at third base in scoring position. Runners on first and third for Bryce Swick with two outs. And again, the Evergreens defense puts their pitchers in this tough spot where they need to get four outs instead of three to get out of the inning. A scenario that everyone who pitches for the Evergreens is too familiar with. Lutke throws over to first and keeps Vanderhaeden close there. Schreibner is at third. Vanderhaeden is at first. And the pitch to Swick. I believe that missed outside and we're at 1-1. Let's see. No balls and one strike. As Lutke looks in. Pitch coming. Off-speed pitch. Bounced by the first baseman into right field. Another run. A solid single right for Bryce Swick. And misplayed in the outfield. Runners advanced. A hit and an error puts runners now at second and third. And Kimberly has a 2-0 lead. Evergreen's doing themselves no favors here. Bryce Swick with a solid bouncing hit to right field. Brings in the runner from third base, and it's 2-0. Posted on our scoreboard here as a clean double. We'll mark it that way as well. Swick gets credit for the RBI, and now the seventh man to bat. Mason Shanice to bat. He's the designated hitter, batting in place of pitcher Ethan Taggart. And again, there are runners on second and third. Pitch is down low. Good stop by Mason Hagenbusher, the catcher. Saved his pitcher a wild pitch. Kimberly has two in on two hits, and the Papermakers have an opportunity for more with runners on second and third. Evergreen's baseball is sponsored by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting D.C. Everest sports. Pitch misses from Sean Lutke. He's down on the count. Two balls, no strikes. Lutke needs to help himself here by challenging this batter and not issuing a walk. You don't want to load up the bases. Pitch there is on the outside corner, 2-1. Close pitch on the black of the outside corner. Lutke needed that call. He was in danger of going behind in the count. Three balls, no strikes. Mason Shanice, designated hitter, steps in and waits. 2-1 pitch with two outs. Off-speed pitch, just missed outside. Hagenbusher tried to frame that up. Now, you know what? Our home plate umpire gives us that delayed call. That was a strike. Glad to see it, too. Two balls, two strikes. Many eyes up here in the Middleton press box on our home plate umpire, and we appreciate that. Now Mason Hagenbusch, one strike away from getting out. 2-2 pitch. That one's fouled back. We'll do it again. Runners on second and third here in the bottom of the first. Two runs in for Kimberly. That's why this is an important batter. Evergreens can play from behind at 2-0, but you give up a hit here and you're behind 3 or 4-0, and that's a pretty big hole to dig out early on. Lutke's 2-2 pitch, the high leg kick, that one's fouled back. Pretty good pitch that was spoiled there, and we'll do it again. And with two outs, the runners get that head start, so a hit to the outfield would indeed likely bring in two. Plaza and Hines in right and left field, both with good arms. But it would be a tall order to keep that second run from scoring if Shanice can hit here. 2-2 pitch coming, tried an off-speed pitch, bounces away from Hagenbusher in the dirt, not far enough for the runner to score from third. Instead we go to 3-2. DH here is the seventh paper maker to come to bat here in the first inning. Evergreens retired in order in their half of the first. So they'll have 4, 5, and 6 to bat. Hopefully they'll get out of this jam down by no worse than 2. Payoff pitch, down low, ball 4. And Sean Lutke has lost Nathan Shanice. Bases are loaded. Turner Van Cray, the catcher, is now the batter. Van Cray is a right-hander. Lutke has issued 2 walks. One of the free passes has come around to score, and one of those out at first base. Bases are loaded with papermakers. Pitch down low, bounces in front of Mason Hagenbusher, and he again is able to keep it from getting by for a wild pitch. That is Vander Hayden at third, Bryce Schwick with the RBI double at second, and Mason Shanice at first. Pitch there, misses inside, nowhere to put him. And Sean Lutke is behind in the count, 2-0 to Turner Van Cray. We know that Van Cray is at least a two-sport athlete. I remember him from the football season. He is waiting here on a 2-0 pitch. This is a hitter's situation. High leg kick from Lutke, and he misses up high, 3-0. Wrong time not to be able to find the strike zone here. Lutke steps off behind the rubber. 3-0. Up 2-0. Wouldn't be surprised to be swinging here. Pitch is over for a strike. 3-1. Lutke almost guessing that the batter had the take there. He took something off and just put that over. So he's living dangerously with that. Here comes his 3-1 pitch. Shortstop. Big play in the hole and the force at second to bring the inning to a close. No, they're going to say, by the second baseman, unable to hold it. Up with a cloud of dust at second base, and Nathan Sleaver was unable to hold that ball. 1 run, 2 runs come in. And this is another situation where the Evergreens are just giving outs away. Alex Kell's play at shortstop should have brought the inning to a close. He threw a little wide to Sleaver at second just as the runner was arriving. Cloud of dust kicked up, and the throw was not handled. The error is being assessed to the shortstop, and that's the right call. The throw, probably only from 20 feet away, was wide of the bag. It's the second error the Evergreens have committed in this inning, and it allows 2 more runs to come in. It's 4-0 papermakers. And all of the runs that have scored in this game are unearned. Kimberly getting 4 runs in with the benefit of just 2 hits. Danny Vandenboom is the shortstop, and he's the 9th papermaker to bat here. First pitch to him is inside. So Sean Lutke should have been out of this inning twice. And here he is needing a 5th out, something that pitchers are always aware of. Looks at that runner at first. Off-speed pitch there is over on the outside corner. It's 1-1. So Lutke's first inning really is a mixed bag. I mean, he's hurt himself with 2 walks, one of which has come around to score. His defense has hurt him more. 2 errors here. Throw over to first. Runner was leaning. And Van Cray gets back safely. errors in this inning on second base from Nathan Sleaford with a wide throw to first that should have ended the inning. And then error on shortstop Alex Kell on what should have been a force at second base. Off-speed pitch misses out there. It's two balls and a strike. Should Vandenboom reach, the Papermakers will have batted around here in the first inning. Lutke takes a long look at that runner over. Runner at first is going. Pitch is over for a strike. There'll be no throw down. They didn't want to throw to second for fear that that runner from third base will try and steal home. So Van Cray takes second, and now there are two men in scoring position. Back at the plate, two balls and two strikes, as Lutke tries to limit the damage with Danny Vandenboom awaiting the 2-2 pitch. Lutke has his sign from catcher Hagenbusher. Here is the 2-2 pitch. Off speed, he did not bite and left it up high. Three balls, two strikes. And Sean Lutke's pitch count here in the first inning is very high. That's a stat that we don't keep, but he's thrown a lot here in this first inning. Just what the Evergreens don't want, because they are kind of pitching dry here in this game. 3-2 pitch, fouled off down the first baseline. We'll do it again. Evergreens Baseball on Fox Sports is brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing. For 80 years, Baseman's been supplying central Wisconsin with those to pay for your hunting needs. Wool shirts, wool bibs, and wool socks at Baseman's Shoe and Clothing on Wausau's west side. Two pitch with two outs. Runners are going. Tomahawked into left center field. Long run for center fielder Wyatt Brown. He is there. He makes the catch. And the two-error inning comes to an end. The Kimberly Papermakers get four runs on the benefit of only two hits. They leave two more in scoring position. At the end of one, it's Kimberly 4, D.C. Everest nothing on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Buckhorn!
So the Evergreens will be playing from behind today, allowing four runs in the first inning, a nine-batter first inning. And I'm told in between innings that it was 38 pitches on the pitch count for Sean Lutke. Evergreens will try and get some back. First ball hitting. Here is Cody Cocker. Sends it into the gap in right field. Cut off there for a long single. Cody Cocker, first ball swinging, and delivers the Evergreens' first hit against Ethan Taggart. Cocker hit that one on the line. The right fielder, Nate Tyson, did a good job getting over, preventing that from going to the wall. And holds Cocker to a long single, and here comes Wyatt Brown. As we've documented a lot during this season, the Evergreens would prefer that Wyatt Brown be their leadoff hitter. Too many strikeouts. Wyatt Brown swings, misses at the first pitch. Brown finished the regular season at 212, 14 of 66. And again, in the Valley Conference, the word was out, it seemed like the whole season, that Wyatt Brown has trouble with those off-speed pitches, tends to be out in front of them. He should get a diet of fastballs here from Ethan Taggart. Throw over to first, almost got him. Cody Cocker chased back. Evergreens went 1-2-3 in the first inning before Cody Cocker led off this inning with the single. Waiting now on an 0-1 pitch to Wyatt Brown. That's an off-speed pitch left up high. It's one ball and one strike. Meanwhile, it seems like Ethan Taggart got through the first inning with a very low pitch count. And again, when you're playing two late in the season, With the playoffs starting on Tuesday for all of these teams, you'd like to use as little pitching as possible in these doubleheaders. Throw over to first, right on the bag, and Cody Conker dives back safely. 2 walks and 2 errors when the Evergreens were out in the field back in the bottom of the first. Looking to get those 4 runs back. 1-1 pitch. Wyatt Brown fouls the fastball back into the screen. A ball and 2 strikes. Now, if the Papermakers have any kind of scouting report on Wyatt Brown, they'll try and set him up. Good pitching here dictates that you don't throw a strike here and try and get the runner on the batter on the cheap. See if that's the way Taggart plays this. Got his sign from his catcher, Van Cray. Runner is going. Hit and run is on and popped up down the first base line. Foul territory and out of play. We'll do it again. Still a ball and 2 strikes. Evergreens Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, brought to you by Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law. Proud supporters of local high school sports. Wishing all area athletes a successful season. Wyatt Brown stepped out for a moment. Now he's back in to hit it. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Evergreens have the leadoff runner on. Off-speed pitch stays up high. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Before I climbed up to the top of our broadcast location, we saw a lot of Evergreens fans that have made the trip down. Beautiful weather for it. For those who have not traveled, oh, the 2 hours and 20 minutes or so, we're glad you're listening in on Fox Sports Radio today. 2-2 pitch, got the runner looking, and picked off at first base. Cody Conker was leaning towards second. Kimberly sensed the hit and run was on, and Cody Conker is erased on a pickoff move to first by Ethan Taggart. And Cody Conker's got to know that down 4-0, that can't happen. So a leadoff hit is wasted. And now Wyatt Brown awaits a 2-2 pitch with no one on. Bounced in the dirt. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Now Wyatt Brown could very well work out a walk, and that's where it just kills you to have that runner picked off. It's the difference between one out and one on and potentially none out and met first and second. Kind of opportunity you can't let by. 3-2 pitch. Bounced to third. Gets through the third baseman, Ben Carew, and goes down the left field line. Big turn at first base. Wyatt Brown's going to stay there. See if we'll score that a hit or an error. It's going to be scored a hit. It was hit hard, even though Ben Carew was able to get his glove on it on a bounce or two, but was unable to make the play. I think the scoring is right because Ben Carew is all the way down the line at third. Even if he picks that cleanly, he may not throw out, probably wouldn't throw out, the very speedy Wyatt Brown was able to bust it down the line. So the Evergreens with one out and a runner on first for Brady Burrell. Brady Burrell will likely be the Evergreens' starting pitcher Tuesday when the playoffs begin of the season. Brady Burrell, first ball hitting, it's a grounder to short. Danny Vanderboom to second, on to first. Brady Burrell legs it out so there's no double play, although the lead runner is erased. Talk about the difference early in this game about one team making the most of its opportunities and the other team not. Kimberly put 4 runs up, thanks in part to 2 walks and 2 errors. Evergreens get the first 3 base runners to reach, but have 2 outs and a man on. Fielder's choice, pickoff play at first base, and now Nathan Sleaford to bat with 2 outs and a runner on first. Big lead for Brady Burrell. Off-speed pitch from Ethan Taggart is outside and low for ball one. So, I mean, the Evergreens have done the things at the plate that you would hope would get them a run or 2 back. And instead, they're in danger of going empty-handed here in the top of the second inning. Kimberly's up to an early 4-0 lead if you're just joining us. Pickoff move to first, and again, Brady Burrell was leaning the other direction. Had to get back in a hurry. Which almost makes you wonder, is there something that's tipping situations where the Evergreens want to hit and run, or do we just have sloppy base running out there? Something you may want to talk about in the dugout between innings. Pitch down the third base line. That's a fair ball, and it gets into the left field corner. Big turn at second base for Brady Burrell, and he will stop there as Nathan Sleaford gets the third hit of the inning for the Evergreens. And with 2 outs, there are runners on first and second. It'll be up to Bryce Hines here. Now, Hines has spent much of his season with the junior varsity. was called up to the varsity level in the middle of the season because he can pitch. And Bryce Hines has been an effective pitcher at the varsity level. But in this situation, you'll need to hit with runners on first and second with two outs. Righty against righty. Hit to the outfield, gets a run back, and the first pitch to Bryce Hines is over for strike one. Yep, a three-hit inning for the Evergreens, so you'd say they've got to have a run in, right? They do not. Instead, Bryce Hines will need to deliver a hit to the outfield to get the Evergreens on the board. Pretty good speed with Brady Burrell, the lead runner at second. Off-speed pitch there, and he chops that foul down the third baseline. Hines is down the count, no balls and two strikes. It is Burrell at second and Nathan Sleaford at first. And Bryce Hines awaits the 0-2 pitch with two outs. Here it comes from Ethan Taggart, off-speed pitch, outside for a ball. Hines did a good job laying off there. We've already bragged about what a nice facility we have here at Middleton. We should describe this field a little bit. 320 down each of the foul lines, 360 to center. These are the typical high school baseball field dimensions that we see in the Valley Conference as well. And here's a bouncing ball with two strikes, slow roller to third. Ben Carew fields it, gets the force at second. That's a very close play, and they've called him out. Oh, a little chirping from the Evergreens dugout on the close force out at second. It brings the inning to a close. The Evergreens get three hits, leave a man aboard, and do not score. At the end of an inning and a half, Kimberly 4, Everest nothing. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Crank up the gas and light up the coals. Grilling season is finally here. Are you going to settle for the teeny weenies and the bland burgers? Heck no. Treat your family to award-winning brats from Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Choose from chili cheese, mushroom and Swiss, chicken tequila, and other taste bud tantalizing flavors. All natural with no liquid smoke or chemical additives. Try Country Fresh Meats for your next lunch break. Weekdays between 10 and 2. Country Fresh Meats, from their farm to yours, on the corner of 29 and J. in Weston.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Fox Sports Radio.
The bottom of the second inning is on. The Kimberly Papermakers coming to bat with a 4-0 lead. And I think the consensus up here in the press box is that the Evergreens were on the wrong end of a very close call at second base that brought their half of the inning to a close. Kimberly comes to the top of the batting order with Griffin Hawley to lead things off against Sean Ludke. He is first pitch swinging, fouls it back behind the screen for strike one. Two walks and two hits for the Papermakers in the first inning, and now they bat looking for more with a 4-0 lead. You just get the sense Kimberly's a quality opponent. The Evergreens can't afford to fall further behind. Hawley squared to bunt, pulled the bat away. They're going to say that hit him. Hit batsman. Puts the lead runner down at first base. Ben Carew to bat now. Got one of the two walks issued by Lutke in the first inning. And the Evergreens at this stage in the game own the hit column 3-2. Doesn't matter much if you're going to throw the ball around in the infield, which the Evergreens did in the first inning. Crew came around and scored on that first error, and the pitch to him is outside for ball one. This is an important outing for Lutke because he figures to be the number two pitcher for the Evergreens, particularly if Austin Solomon is unable to go. Pitch there is fouled back, one ball, one strike. We should have asked Coach Dave Langbin in our pregame interview for a status update on Austin Solomon. Lutke and Solomon were the two pitchers who were injured in the final week of the season. Solomon left his start with some shoulder tightness, and then Lutke exited his last game complaining about elbow pain in his throwing arm. He's ready to offer a 1-1 pitch here. That's a wild pitch outside, and the runner's going to advance to second. So the pitching line for Lutke is a little ugly at this point, allowing two hits. Two walks, a hit batsman, and now a wild pitch as we play the bottom of the second inning, and Kimberly's got another man in scoring position. The count is 2-1 to Ben Carew. Lutke will go from the full windup here. He bounces that fastball in the dirt, 3-1. Lutke's been all over the place. Much of his misses in the first inning have been up high, and now he seems to be missing down low. This is a pitch that's searching and is probably overcompensating at this point. Take a long time to look in and get his sign here as Lutke is getting ready for a 3-1 pitch. Looks back at second base. Here he comes, and this has popped up. On the infield, second baseman Nathan Sleaford now in foul territory. The wind's got it. Sleaford still makes the catch. He was two or three strides into foul territory. Wind was blowing that ball away from Sleaford. Did a good job staying with it. And Ben Carew has fouled out for the first out of the second inning. Runner does not advance. It looked like off the bat that that high pop-up was going to stay in the field of play on the infield and then drifted into foul territory. The Kimberly ballpark here has a fence that slopes toward the foul line, so the foul territory area gets narrower the further you go out towards the home run barrier. Much different than Simon Field, where there is just so much foul territory, both behind the plate. First ball hitting Scott Triebner to second, and it's an error on second baseman Sleaford. Mishandles it, and a run comes all the way around and scores. It's the third error of the ball game. Second on Sleaford on what should have been a routine ground ball, as Scott Schreibner was first ball swinging and reaches on the error. 5-0. And again, all five of these runs unearned. Nate Tyson to bat. One out and one on, as the Evergreens dig the hole a little bit deeper. Off-speed pitch popped up down the third baseline. Foul grounds and out of play. You know, one of the challenges here, too, Kimberly looks like a disciplined team at the plate. So they can sense when a pitcher is having trouble throwing strikes, and they know that sometimes, just in the name of getting that first pitch over, that first pitch is going to be fat. We've seen a couple of first ball swings here in this inning. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss over the top of an off-speed pitch. And Nate Tyson is down in the count, no balls, two strikes. Tyson is 0-for-1, called out looking his first time up. Runner on first and one out in what is now a 5-0 ball game. Lutke checks that runner coming home, didn't miss by much, down a little bit low, ball and two strikes. First of two from Middleton, the Evergreens will play the home team Middleton Cardinals once this game is done. About a half hour in between games, and we'll send you back to our Fox Sports studios. Our ball game is brought to quality and service go hand in hand at Glen Ray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Glen Ray Radiators. Fastball up high and the count evens, two balls, two strikes. Evergreens hold the runner at first to play the infield back against Nate Tyson. Left-handed batter waiting, off-speed pitch bounced in front of the plate, saved there by catcher Mason Hagenbusher. Runner was going with the pitch. They were going to hit and run there. It's going to be a stolen base. Scott Triebner advances to second, and again the Papermakers have a runner in scoring position. It seems like Lutke has been doing nothing but pitching from tight spots in this ballgame. And now with that runner down at second, he's got to deliver a 3-2 pitch to the cleanup hitter Nate Tyson. And Tyson knows that a hit to the outfield probably brings in one more for his team. Catcher Mason Hagenbusher flashes the sign to his senior pitcher. Lutke comes set. Here it comes, 3-2, and that missed outside, a walk. Three walks against one strikeout for Sean Lutke. Travis Vanderhaeden, who reached on what should have been an inning-ending ground ball to second base, now bats. Yeah, if the Evergreens were able to make that play with Vanderhaeden, they would have gotten out of the first inning with no runs scored. Instead, there would be one more error and a double to follow, and four runs came in. That was a key play earlier in the ballgame. First pitch to Vanderhaegen, trying something off speed. The runner at second had a huge lead, almost a third of the way down to third base, and then decided to retreat instead of moving forward. That Shrivener at second base and Nate Tyson at first. One there because of an error, one there because of a walk. The run that's in here is the result of a hit batsman. Out in front of a slow roller to second, play to second base. There's one on to first, not in time. The Evergreens get one instead of the two outs that they needed to bring the inning to a close. That was a pretty close play at first base. Nathan Seifert wanted to make sure that he was sure-handed in getting the ball over to second, and he did. The fielder's choice moves a runner to third base. And with two outs, there are runners on the corners for Bryce Schwick. Schwick had the best hit of the ball game for Kimberly. He smacked a double right field first time up. Again, the Papermakers with five in on only two hits. They do not have a hit in this inning and still have runners on the corners. First pitch from Ludke, off-speed pitch. This is inside. Again, Ludke still looks like he's struggling to throw strikes. The last two batters, he started with off-speed pitches. And again, that's someone who knows he's having trouble throwing the fastball for strikes, so you try something else. Comes back with the fastball there, and that's down low. Two balls and no strikes. Again, the Evergreens are hoping to the ball game, and that's just not going to happen here with Lutke's pitch count being so high. He's only gotten through one and two-thirds so far. Pitch there, up high again, three balls, no strikes. Mason Shanice waits on deck, the designated hitter. If Vanderhaegen can keep the inning going. 3-0 pitch coming here. And that's over for a strike, 3-1. Ludke was from the middle in with that fastball, and it looked like Schwick was taking to see if he could get that walk to load up the bases. Now it's 3-1 with two outs. Pitch here, hit on a line to left center field. That's down, and it's a single. That's going to score one run. Coming over is Mike Plaza to cut it off. Runner's going to move into third base, and it's a stand-up double for Bryce Schwick with another RBI for the Papermakers. 6-0. Two-out hitting. And in the early going, Schwick is the offensive star of the game, 2-for-2 with a pair of doubles. Schwick gets his second RBI of the ball game, and now with two outs, there are runners on second and third. Mason Shanice, the designated hitter, first pitch to him is outside, almost thrown wild, and Mason Hagenbuehler motions to his pitcher, settle down. Put those two arms out and lower them towards the ground. 6-0 as we play the bottom of the second. Pitch there is high and in, two balls and no strikes. And Sean Ludke behind almost every batter that he's faced so far in this game. Evergreens play back in the infield with two outs. The play will be to first base. A hit here really blows this game, and if it's not already, could bring in two. That pitch is outside, three balls and no strikes. The Evergreens have anything in their bullpen? No, they do not. Again, the indication that they need Ludke to go, well, more than he's gone so far in this ballgame. That there is very limited pitching available. The Evergreens used four pitchers Thursday in their conference win over Wausau East. That pitch is down low, ball four. Bounces away, it's a wild pitch, and the run will score from third base. Badly missed ball four. Bounced in front of the plate and unable to be corralled in by catcher Mason Hagenbuehler. Second wild pitch for Sean Ludke, and that one costs him a run. Vanderhaegen scored from third base on that run. 7-0. And with the walk to Shanice, Turner Van Cray to bat. Van Cray bounced into what should have been a fielder's choice to end the inning. Instead, it was mishandled in the Evergreens infield. A run scored on that play, and again, the Evergreens should have been out. Vander Hayden scoring on the wild pitch is the first run that is earned by Kimberly. Again, the Evergreens committing three errors. We're only in the bottom of the third inning. Pitch was fouled back for a strike. Off-speed pitch there. That's bounced in front of the plate. Runner on a delayed steal is going down to second. There will be no throw. Stolen base for Mason Chenise. Now again, there are men in scoring position. Runners on second and third. Van Kray is the eighth man to bat in this inning. Pitch is down low. Lutke cannot find the strike zone at this point. He's two balls, one strike here. The body language is not particularly good for Sean Lutke either. He stepped off behind the mound, shoulders down, like he knows that it's been a tough go of it here. 2-1 pitch. Pitch is up high. Three balls, no strikes. A fastball that it looked like he overthrew. Kimberly sent nine to the plate in the first inning. And should Van Kray reach, it'll be nine batters in the second as well. Lutke is still one pitch away from getting out of this, and here is his 3-1 delivery. Bounced that one in the plate, ball four. Bases are loaded again. Just heard with rabbit ears, the pitch count is 68, and we are not through the second inning yet. Danny Vandenboom will bat here. Vandenboom hit the ball on a line but lined out to right center field. Wyatt Brown was able to run that one down. That ended the first inning during his last at-bat. Should that have gotten down, it would have been a 2-RBI hit. So Vandenboom deserved better than he got from his first at-bat. Pitch there is for a strike. That's a high strike. Base is loaded again with papermakers. Bryce Schwick is at third base. Mason Chenise is at second. And Van Kray is at first. Pitch outside. One ball, one strike. Here comes the 1-1 delivery, and that is over for strike two. Four runs in the first inning, and three more here in the second for the Kimberly Papermakers. Kimberly has 13 wins on the year. One ball, two strikes. Can Lutke finally bring this inning to an end? We'll find out. Here's his pitch. Chopped off the plate, down the third baseline. Tough play. There is no throw. It's an infield hit, and a run comes in. Vanderboom hit his first at-bat so well, hit that one lousy, and gets credit for a hit that time. Slowly rolling down the third base line, and when Cody Cocker came in, he could not make a play anywhere. An infield single for Vandenboom and an RBI. 8-0, Kimberly. And the Papermakers have batted around in the second inning. Here comes Griffin Hawley. Hawley was hit by a pitch to begin this inning and came around to score the first of four runs in this frame. Bases are still loaded. Evergreens have the bottom of their batting order coming up when we finally get to the top of the third. First ball hitting, it's popped up. Foul territory behind first base. Second baseman calls off the first baseman, Brady Burrell. Nathan Sleaford makes the catch to bring the inning to the close. He was back in fair territory when he recorded that final out. Kimberly sends 10 men to the plate. With the benefit of only two hits, they bring in four more runs. And at the end of two complete, it's Kimberly 8, AC Everest nothing. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You've been injured. You hire the big city law firm who has sent you unsolicited letters. Before you do, ask yourself these questions. Am I going to be able to meet with them whenever I want to? Am I going to get personal service or be just another number? Big city law firm doesn't mean better representation. It means inconvenience for you. Call us, Telesti and Kennedy Law Firm. We're experienced in truck, auto, and motorcycle accidents. Lawyers you know and trust.
Our team has a lot of fans out there. Though you may not recognize them, their victories have made them very happy and even changed their lives. At Bone and Joint Center, our team includes nearly 20 top-performing providers, highly skilled in every area of orthopedic care, so you always have a whole team of specialists on your side, not just one, collaborating closely to get you back to the things you love. Bone and Joint Center. Welcome to the pros. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to D.C. Amber's Baseball on Fox Sports Radio. I'm Chris Conley. The Evergreens are now trailing 8-0 as they bat in the top of the third. Alex Kell to lead off against Ethan Taggart. First pitch down low for a ball. The Evergreens hit Taggart in the second inning, had nothing to show for it. Cocker, Brown, and Seifert all had singles. The Evergreens had a runner forced at second, had a runner picked off at first, and had nothing to show for it. And then promptly gave up four more runs when they went back in the field. Pitch misses, two balls and no strikes. Sleaford's pitch count is in the 70s now. 2-0 swinging and fouled off by Alex Kell. Kell of the season is 16 of 48. That's a .333 batting average. And Kell, of all the Evergreens of the he had that 4-for-4 game last week. He's taken a couple of 0-fers, too. That one is on the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes. So Kell will have to shorten up and protect here as he's the leadoff batter in the third inning. As Taggart has gotten back to two strikes and now steps off the rubber. Alex Kell sits out of the batter's box. Righty against righty here. And here comes the 2-2 pitch. That misses outside. We go full. Today's Evergreens baseball game is brought to you by our website, everythingevergreens.com. When you come out to see the Evergreens, you can post your game photos at everythingevergreens.com. Use the hashtag DCEverest. If not, we have all of our play-by-play podcasts at everythingevergreen.com. 3-2 shortens up and serves into center field, a leadoff single for Alex Kell. That was a nice piece of hitting. Didn't do too much with it, just took that pitch right where it went, put it right back through the box. Alex Kell leads off the third inning with a single for the Evergreens. Evergreens will need a lot of base runners. They trail 8-0. Hit column even at 4-4. Back to the top of the order in Mason Hagenbusher. Hagenbusher popped out to first 0-for-1 his first time up. Bats here with a runner on. Pitch is over for strike one. Our website, everythingevergreens.com, is where we have the podcasts of all of our games, plus our game photos and our game day blog, all at everythingevergreens.com. Listen to our games anytime. Not sure anyone would want to listen to this at this point, trailing 8-0. Hagenbusher's out in front there. He's down 0-2 in the count. I know there are lots of people who would like to relive that seventh inning against Walsall East. Evergreens on Thursday were down by a run, came up with three, and were able to hold on to claim their share of second place at the Valley Conference. For as good as that game was, this has been kind of ugly. Off-speed pitch from Taggart misses outside. It's a ball and two strikes. Right-handed pitcher against left-handed batter here. And Hagenbusher, the senior, waits on the 1-2 pitch. Ground ball to the right side, gets through just out of the reach of second baseman Bryce Schwick. And the Evergreens have runners on first and second with none out here in the third inning. And the Evergreens missed out on the opportunity to get some of those runs back in the second. Back then it was a 4-0 ball game. Now maybe they have a little something going, trailing 8-0. Sean Ludke, the pitcher, will have a chance to help himself here with none out and two on. Down 8-0, Ludke's got to be swinging away here. If the game was closer, you could make an argument for moving these runners over. First ball swinging to left field. Left fielder gets under it. Travis Vanderhaeden makes the catch, and Ludke is the first out. The Evergreens, for the last whole week or so, clearly has had instructions to do more first pitch hitting. Evergreens very aggressive early in the count. That's paid dividends in some games. Certainly worked out for them in their win over Marshfield. game where they held on 5-4. Worked out well for them against Walsall East, too. Mike Plaza struck out his first time up 0-1. Plaza first ball swinging again and pops that one up. Foul. Again, if you're going to be first ball swing, going to be aggressive in the count, that's fine. You want to make sure you're aggressive, though, with a good pitch to hit. Plaza reached out and was out in front of that. That was one he should have let go. Would have been ball one. Instead, Plaza gives up that early strike. First and second, one out in this 8-0 ball game. Plaza off speed, pitch drops in, and Mike Plaza is down 0-2 in the count here. In a game like this, how many opportunities are 3, 4, and 5 in your order going to get to hit? So Plaza's got to make the most of this opportunity. See if he can shorten up 0-2. Taggart tried something off speed, really telegraphed that pitch and left it up high. It's a ball and two strikes. The Evergreens have Alex Cal, the runner, at second, and Mason Hagenbusher at first. That's pretty good speed on the bases. Mike Plaza waits a 1-2 pitch. Off speed, swing and a miss, and Mike Plaza has struck out for the second time in the ballgame. Two down for Cody Cocker. Valley Conference team, since Plaza is a junior, and all Valley pitching is going to have to deal with him next year, may be getting the scouting report that you get Mike Plaza out with off-speed pitches as well. Cody Cocker single 1-for-1, but was picked off at first base, so he's got something to make amends for. Pitches down low in the dirt, gets just away from the catcher a little bit, and both runners advance. Wild pitch on Ethan Taggart moves the runners from first and second to second and third with two outs. So Cody Cocker with a chance to drive in two if he can hit the ball to the outfield here as the Evergreens try and get on the board. Taggart was coming set, ready to pitch to Cocker, and Cody asked for time, and it was granted. He steps out. After the wild pitch, Kell at third, Hagenbusher at second. And the 1-0 pitch to Cody Cocker off speed and chops that foul off the plate and out of play. Evergreens committing 3 errors in the field, 7 of the 8 Kimberly runs unearned. If the Evergreens could play just standard instead of substandard defense, this game would look a lot different. 1-1, inside corner, strike 2 to Cody Cocker. So now Ethan Taggart is one pitch away from getting out of this with his shutout still intact. Kimberly plays the infield back, standard. Even shaded just a little bit for the left-handed batter. Pitch here is a line drive, sinking, get down, base hit. Evergreens will get two runs, a two-out. From Cody Cocker, puts the Evergreens on the board, and what had been an 8-0 ball, now an 8-2 ball game. Cody looked like he went down and got that pitch. And he scores Alex Kell from third and Mason Hagenbusher from second. Two RBIs with the two-out knock for Cody Cocker, and Wyatt Brown will come up to bat. Runner on first base and two outs here for Wyatt. Get the feeling the Evergreens need to get a little more, too, if they can. Pitch to Wyatt Brown is up high. That's ball one. Evergreens and Middleton once this game goes final. About a half hour in between games to reset the infield, get our lineups reset. Middleton Cardinals hosting this triangular at their facility. Pitch to Wyatt Brown, fastball on the outside corner. It's one ball and one strike. Chris Conley with you, first of three games. Once our two high school events are done, Woodchucks baseball, Northwoods League action. Wyatt Brown swings and misses at a high strike, a ball and two strikes. Wyatt's got to be more selective there. Instead, chased that pitch up his eyes and swung right through it. One ball, two strikes. Two outs and a runner on first. The Evergreens have two runs back. Off-speed pitch, Wyatt Brown swings and misses. That's Ethan Taggart's third strikeout. Evergreens get three hits and two runs and leave a man on first. 2.5 innings complete. Kimberly, 8. D.C. Everest 2. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Buckhorn!
The Kimberly Papermakers are off the bat for the bottom of the third inning, and the Evergreens are making a pitching change. This will be interesting. Sean Lutke's day is done. Zach Hancock, normally the Evergreens' backup catcher, has been called on to pitch. And I believe this is the first time, yes, this is the first time that Zach Hancock, a senior, is going to be called on to pitch. We can complete the line on Sean Lutke, and it is not pretty. Sean Lutke works two innings. He gave up four hits and eight runs. There were three errors committed behind him, and only one of those eight runs is earned. Lutke had one strikeout and four walks. He also threw two wild pitches. Sean Lutke's afternoon is done, and senior Zach Hancock is on the pitch. Hancock is a right-handed thrower. Again, perhaps Hancock will be doing more throwing than pitching, as we are putting him in an unusual situation. Kimberly sent 9 to the plate in the first and then 10 to the plate in the second. Zach Hancock will face 2, 3, and 4 in the batting order, and Kimberly is making a change. They're sending up a pinch hitter here for Ben Carew. Isaac Melanson is going to hit here. So here comes Zach Hancock's first pitch, and it is over for a strike on the outside corner to Isaac Melanson. Melanson is listed as an infielder, and he's a junior. So with this 8-2 game with the Evergreens going with non-standard pitching, Kimberly may be willing to let some of their players who are not normally starters get at-bats. Hancock's pitch there is down low. It's 1-1. D.C. Evers Baseball is sponsored by CoVantage Credit Union. You step in more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Bottom of the third, here comes the 1-1 pitch. Zach Hancock trying to see if he has an off-speed pitch. He left that up high. I would think if you've never pitched and don't work out with the pitchers, you want to be mostly fastball. As Zach Hancock altered his motion there, too, and misses up high, 3-1. I mean, if the bench has gone to you as a non-pitcher and asking you to do mop-up duty early in a game, they are hoping for you to throw strikes and let the other team hit the ball and play and see if your defense can do things for you. And Zach Hancock misses up high. That's a ball. Ball four, Zach Hancock throws one strike and comes back with four out of the strike zone as Isaac Mendelson walks. They're going to send up another pinch hitter. Tyler Merchek is going to bat here. First pitch there from Zach Hancock is a strike. Of course, the other challenge for someone who is not used to pitching is, can you hold runners on? Zach Hancock didn't even look at that runner at first base, didn't check the runner back at all, and misses 1-1. If Zach Hancock does that again, good catching would indicate that Mason Hagenbusher should pay a visit and say, hey, you at least have to look over. Hancock is not. The runner picked up on it this time and goes. Gets such a huge lead that it's pretty good throw down there from Mason Hagenbusher, considering the pitcher did nothing to hold that runner on. Yeah, catcher Mason Hagenbusch has got to be aware of that. He's got to get his pitcher a heads up here, but he has not made a trip out to the mound. Instead, it's two balls and one strike on Murcha, the pinch hitter. Pitch there is high, three balls and one strike. None out and a runner on second in this 8-2 ball game. Kimberly with four in the first, four in the second. And we do not have out number one here in the third with Zach Hancock on relief. His 3-1 pitch, just put that over, check swing, is going to cost Marchak a strike here. Three ball and two strikes. Nate Tyson is the scheduled batter, and he is out in the on-deck circle. It looks like he will take his turn, regardless of what Tyler Murchak does here. Payoff pitch, down low, and Zach Hancock has walked the first two batters that he's faced. See, this is interesting. Zach Hancock knows to put his glove over his mouth so the team can't hear, but he does not know to hold the runner on at first base. So you learn pitching in little bits and pieces here. And with two walked batters on bases, the cleanup batter, Nate Tyson, is going to take his turn. Tyson 0 for 1. He's walked and struck out. Pitch there is up high. Yeah, again, maybe when you send Zach Hancock out there, maybe the instruction needs to be a little more explicit. Go out there and throw strikes. And Zach Hancock has had trouble doing that so far. Pitch there almost hit him over the batter's head. 2-0. And the Evergreens are sending someone down to the bullpen right away. Nathan Sleaford, who does have some pitching experience, they may have been saving Sleaford for later in the ballgame. They sent Sleaford down to the bullpen to get ready. Maybe we're just asking an inning out of Zach Hancock. 2-0 pitch. Took something off there and got it over for a strike. 2-1. Again, Hancock's not trying to throw a curve or something there. He just tried to slow things down to get the ball over. And it's fortunate that Nate Tyson was taking there instead of swinging. That was a hittable pitch. Two balls, one strike. Still none out in the third inning with runners on first and second. Pitch there almost hit him. Goes wild. They say that hit him? Wild pitch. Runners advance as Nate Tyson was able to skip out of the way of it. If that hit Tyson, the bases would be loaded. Instead, he skips out of the way and the count goes to 3-1. Isaac Mendelson advances to third on the wild pitch, and Tyler Murchek moves up to second, though a hit here could bring in two more runs. And that pitch is up high, ball four. So Zach Hancock has seen three batters and has walked them all, and the bases are full of papermakers. Pinch hitter here for Travis Vanderhayden, Brandon Simonis is going to bat. And the Kimberly coach coming over to the home plate umpire to talk about his lineup change. It is likely that many of these players are simply going to re-enter. Kimberly also has a pitcher throwing down the first base line, so it's possible that Kimberly may be ready to make a pitching change here as well. Evergreens are huddling up here at the pitcher's mound as the pinch hitter is announced. D.C. Everest High School Baseball is brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center, comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sport medicine care. The Bone and Joint Center with clinics in Wausau, Medford, and Merrill, and online at bonejoint.net. Simonis is a junior, and he'll bat here with none out and the bases loaded. So Zach Hancock's got to throw strikes here. Still looking for that elusive. First out at the bottom of the third, and the pitch is down low, ball one. Wind picking up a little bit. And the wind, which had been blowing across the outfield, now blowing a little more in from the outfield towards home plate. Hancock just shook off his catcher. And, of course, that was the right decision. He just threw a strike on the outside corner. I would think between Mason Hagenbusher, who does almost all the catching with very little help from his backup, and Zach Hancock, who has pitched for the first time, when there's disagreement over what to throw, Hagenbusher's got to win that argument. It's 1-1. And here comes the no-out pitch. and that was aimed a little bit and misses outside. Two balls and a strike. So the Evergreen's defense, shoddy in this game, and the pitching has already turned into an adventure. Sean Lutke with a very high pitch count. He was in the 70s and got through only two innings. 2-1, bases loaded pitch, and that misses up high, 3-1. All three of the runners on base are there via walk. And Zach Hancock is in danger of issuing a fourth walk. And with Agnew in the bullpen, this could very well be the last pitch for Zach Hancock if he can't get this over the plate. Here comes the 3-1 pitch. Aimed that, it's up high, ball four. And a run comes in on the bases loaded walk. See if Coach Dave Langman is going to come out and rescue Zach Hancock here. Yes, he is. Coach is indicating that we are going to have a pitching change. Zach Hancock fails to record an out and walks all four of the batters that he's seen. We haven't had the official motion to the bullpen, but it is coming. Zach Hancock's day is going to come to a close. Even Hancock is looking down the left field line to the bullpen like he knows here. The Evergreens are going to have some kind of double switch, I believe, to get Nathan Sleaford into the ballgame. Let's see if that indeed is what happens. Coach Langford stopping to home plate first and now motioning to the bullpen. Bases loaded now in the bottom of the third inning. It is 9-2 Kimberly. While the Evergreens warm up a new pitcher, we'll take a one-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Our team has a lot of fans out there. Though you may not recognize them, their victories have made them very happy and even changed their lives. At Bone & Joint Center, our team includes nearly 20 top-performing providers, highly skilled in every area of orthopedic care. So you always have a whole team of specialists on your side, not just one, collaborating closely to get you back to the things you love. Bone & Joint Center, welcome to the pros. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
New boyfriend or just friends, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeBorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeBorneyOrtho.com.
Fox Sports Radio. Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Middleton. This neutral field game, Kimberly is the home team, and they've enjoyed a home team advantage here. They're up 9-2 as the Evergreens are making a pitching change here in the bottom of the third inning. Nathan Sleaford is the new D.C. Evers pitcher. Sleaford is a senior, and Sleaford has been used as a pitcher before, whereas Zach Hancock, I believe, was pitching for the first time this season. Evergreens make some defensive changes here. They'll put Austin Behrens in at second base. Austin Behrens, the new second baseman, as Nate Sleaford comes on to pitch. And Sleaford walks into a pretty unappetizing spot. Base is loaded, none out, and another run has already come in. It is 9-2. And Kimberly is sending up a pinch hitter in Bryce Schwick's spot. Alec Monson to hit. And the first pitch is a ball. We'll complete the line in just a moment for Zach Hancock, as Hancock failed to record an out here in the third inning. Sleaford's pitch just misses outside. Two balls, no strike. Sleaford is kind of a three-quarters, has good velocity. Obviously, in this position, though, he will need to find the plate. Righty against righty. Here comes the pitch, and that's fisted down the right field line. Trouble if it's fair. It is just foul. too far for the infielders to handle and too short for the outfielder to handle. The Evergreens are fortunate that that was fouled by maybe a foot or so. Would have brought in two more runs. Instead, it's two balls and one strike. Alex Melanson batting and Nathan Sleaford, the third Evergreens pitcher used in the ballgame. Zach Hancock is responsible for all three of these runners on base, so we can't quite close his line yet. Pitch is outside, three balls and a strike. Base is loaded again. It seems like we've been in this spot a lot. Still looking for the first out, and here's a ground ball. It gets through the hole on the right side, a slow seeing eye hit. One run is in. They'll try and score a second, and the throw is late. Should have been cut off. A slow rolling single to right field brings in two more runs for the Papermakers. That's 10 and 11 runs now across the plate. It's 11-2. Alec Melanson came off the bench and delivers a hit. Runners on first and third after the two RBI single, and we have another pinch hitter. Ethan Taggart, who was pitching, not sure if Taggart's going to go back out there to work the fourth inning, will hit for himself. First ball hitting, ground ball to second. There's one on to first, a double play. A much-needed double play for the Evergreen, 6-4-3. Now there are two outs. As Ethan Taggart came in, first ball swinging, and promptly bounced into a double play. Another pinch hitter coming up here. Turner Van Craig scheduled. Ethan Hoffman to bat. So Nathan Sleaford needed that double play badly. On the double play, runner advances over to third base. So there's still an RBI out there for Ethan Hoffman if he can hit in what is now, again, an 11-2 ball game. Checked his swing and fouled it off the first base line. It's one ball, one strike. Ethan Hoffman is listed as a catcher for the Kimberly Papermakers, and he's a junior. Kimberly, when we see them during the football season, we know this is a very high participation athletic department, which means it's usually seniors who break through and get these starting spots. For a lot of these juniors, they may not get a chance to hit here. Off-speed pitch is dropped in. Nope, missed. Two balls and a strike. You would imagine the strike zone may get a little bigger here in this 11-2 ball game as we are playing the bottom of the third inning. It has been an ugly afternoon for the Evergreens. There's a swing and a foul ball down the third base line. Two balls, two strikes. Evergreen's now one pitch away from getting out of what has been yet another ugly frame. Sleaford comes set. Righty to righty, bouncing ball to second. Austin Behrens, the new second baseman, over to first, and that does bring the inning to an end. Kimberly gets three more runs in with the benefit of only one hit. Three innings are complete. Not a pretty line score in this ballgame so far. Papermakers 11, Evergreens 2. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Get a radio fix on this.
This is JT the Brick with Tom Looney.
Here we go now!
If you're a real sports fan, there's a game or two that you have to win. It's going to change what you're about. It's going to make you sleep easier at night.
Makes you walk on air at times.
Or
your
you'll be
win.
Angry if you lose and you'll be
right?
bitter. That's why we're wired as sports fans.
This is JT the Brick with Tom Looney.
Yeah, boy!
Weekday afternoons at 5 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
ready for the top of the fourth inning. I'm Chris Conley, Kimberly, and D.C. Everest. Papermakers all over the Evergreens today, 11-2. And Kimberly makes a pitching change. Ethan Taggart, who got a chance to hit in the bottom of the third inning, will not come out to pitch the top of the fourth. Junior Casey Morganson will. Morganson may be the tallest pitcher that we've seen. Morganson is well above 6 feet. I'd give him maybe 6'3 or 6'4. A really tall and hard-throwing right-handed junior. And he will face 6, 7, and 8 in the Evergreens batting order. Brady Burrell, Nathan Sleaford, and Bryce Hines are scheduled to bat. Ethan Taggart, who stands to be the winning pitcher in this ballgame, will give you his final line. Taggart worked 3 complete innings. He allowed 6 hits and 2 runs. Both of them were 2 strikeouts and no walks for Ethan Taggart, who leaves with his team up 11-2. Evergreens baseball on Fox Sports Radio. DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics. 715-842-5688 or online, DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. First pitch to Brady Burrell is a ball. Burrell bounced into a fielder's choice 0 for 1 today. Here comes the set. Pitch there is just off the inside corner. 2 balls, no strikes. There are other defensive changes for the Kimberly Papermakers. Tyler Merricks stays in the game. He was one of the pinch hitters. He is playing over at first base now. Pitch there from Morganson. That's over. 2 balls and 1 strike. We'll try and catch up on some other changes here. Alec Manalson stays in and plays second base, and Morganson pitches down low. So that is a new right side of the infield for the Kimberly Papermakers. Here it's 3 balls and 1 strike. Morganson to Brady Burrell. Pitch there. Did he check his swing? Yes, he did. That's ball 4, and it's the first walk that the Kimberly Papermakers pitching has allowed so far in the ballgame. Nathan Sleaford, who started at second base and is now pitching, will take his turn at bat. Evergreens have put the lead runner on in the last 2 innings. Sleaford is first ball swinging and fouls that one off for a strike. So it is Isaac Melanson who is the new second baseman. Kimberly able to substitute freely here with this 11-2 lead. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Big lead at first. Pitch is high and in. It's 1 ball, 1 strike to Nathan Sleaford. And Bryce Hines awaits on deck. Kimberly with 4 in the first, 4 in the second, and 3 more in the third. All 3 of those runs in the third inning are charged to Zach Hancock, who failed to get an out. Not really sure that it's fair to judge what Hancock's abilities might be. Again, Hancock was asked to go in on mop-up duty and has not pitched so far in the year. It's 2 balls, a strike here to Nathan Sleaford with a runner on first. Throw over to first, runner's back. So Kimberly is looking to end their afternoon with 2 wins. They beat the host team in the first game of this triangular 6-5. Down by 3 runs, they rallied for 3 and then won it with a run in the 8th inning. Pitch there is over. That's up, down low. 3 balls and a strike. As Casey Morganson, the new pitcher, has been behind in the count here to Sleaford. Righty against righty. Comes set, and here is the 3-1 pitch. And it's a fly ball to center field. Center fielder's got a beat on it. Griffin Hawley is there, and Hawley makes the catch for the first out. Actually, what we would really like is to see if that is for sure Hawley in center field. There are some changes in the outfield as well. Brandon Simonis, who was one of the pinch hitters, is out in right field. So that's at least 3 defensive players and a new pitcher. As here comes Bryce Hines, who bounced into a fielder's choice, fouls off that pitch. runner was going there, going on contact. No balls, one strike. Yeah, Kimberly has made wholesale substitutions, and it's hard for us up high in our press box to make sure we have all of them. Bryce Hines takes the strike. He's down the count. No balls, two strikes. Evergreen's trailing by nine. One out and a runner on first. You're in the top of the fourth inning. And Hines waits on an 0-2 pitch. That didn't miss by much. Ball and two strikes. Evergreen's Baseball is sponsored by Telusti and Kennedy Attorneys at Law. We're here to help representing Evergreen's fans with professionalism and integrity. Telusti and Kennedy Attorneys at Law. Call for a free consultation. One ball, two strikes out in front of that and gets under it. Sends it to right field. Brandon Simonis, the new outfielder, sends it to left field. Simonis makes the catch for the second out. So the Evergreens got that leadoff walk and have failed to move the runner over. Here comes Alex Kell. Kell has been charged with one of the three Evergreens' errors. He also singled and scored the Evergreens' first of two runs. Alex is one for one at the plate. Two outs and a runner on here in the Evergreens' fourth. And the pitch to Alex Kell is over for a strike. Casey Morganson on for the Papermakers in relief of Ethan Taggart. Evergreens hit Taggart. Six hits. Only two runs to show for it. All of them coming in on Cody Cocker's two-out single. Pitch there almost hit Bryce Hines. Almost hit Alex Kell, rather. Kell gets down, and it's one ball, one strike. Should Kell keep the inning going, Mason Hagenbusch should be scheduled to bat. The Evergreens will get back to the top of their order. 1-1 pitch coming. Took something off there. Outside, two balls, one strike. Beautiful day, ugly game. Evergreens ball around much too much in the early innings. And here is a 2-1 pitch, chopped to third, goes to second to get the force, and that brings the inning to an end. The Evergreens leave no one on base. The only base runner they had was there by benefit of a walk. The Evergreens do not score in their half of the fourth inning. 3.5 complete. Kimberly 11. Dee Severs 2. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
Fox Sports Radio.
Nathan Sleeper back out to work for the Evergreens. He was able to get the three outs needed to bring the third inning to a close in relief of Zach Hancock. He will face 9-1-2 in the Kimberly batting order, and let's see if Kimberly continues to use some pinch hitters here. Yes, they are. Brady Townsend is going to lead off in place of Danny Vandenboom. So the Evergreens at this point are playing against almost all substitutes for the Kimberly Papermakers. Kimberly has that luxury. They're up by nine. Here's Nathan Sleaford's first pitch for the bottom of the fourth inning. First ball hitting right back to the mound. Sleaford grabs it, throws to first, one pitch and one out. Evergreens and Middleton will be game two of this doubleheader on Fox Sports Radio. Evergreens could use the half hour in between games to clear their head after this. We have a new pinch hitter at the top of the order. Colton Myers will bat here for Griffin Hawley. Myers, his first ball swinging two, tops it foul. Hawley, who was the leadoff batter, leaves the game 0 for 2. Myers out in front of that. Fouls it off. No balls, two strikes. Evergreen Short could use a fast inning here. Seems like every time the Evergreens have been in the field in this game, it seems like they've been out there forever. Sleaford has worked ahead 0-2 to Colton Myers, and here comes his pitch. Chopped back to the mound again, but Sleaford can't get it out of his reach. Charging in at shortstop, tough throw, safe. Going to be an infield hit there as Alex Kell, the shortstop, had to come in on the grass and had to hurry his throw and was unable to get it over there in time. That is only the second hit that Sleaford has allowed since coming on in relief. And Kickerley has one out base runner here in the bottom of the fourth. Isaac Melanson will get a single. He batted in the third inning as a pinch hitter. Check that. He batted in the fourth inning as a pinch hitter. Takes the first pitch for a ball. Sleaford is a senior, played second base and some outfield, now being called on to pitch. Third Evergreen's pitcher used here misses up high. It's two balls and no strikes. Bottom of the fourth inning here in Middleton. Middleton each year hosting this invitational. It involves six teams. Pitch there is fouled off. Two balls and one strike. Evergreens played in this tournament last year. Played over at the park that's just up the street from the school. And the park is a very nice venue. And this main varsity field also, probably one of the best fields that they'll play on. Two balls, one strike pitch, and that's fouled back. Two balls and two strikes. We have some players who are taking batting practice down below, so you hear the sound of ball on aluminum. Even the ball in our varsity game is not in play. In fact, it is some of the Kimberly players. Pitch there is very wide. Three balls, two strikes, through behind the batter there. Hits are even, 6-6. Damage done earlier in this ball game by D.C. Everett's errors. In fact, the Evergreens committed two errors in the first inning, so that was technically a five-out inning. This is fisted in the infield, bounced in front of the second baseman, throws over to first, safe. Austin Behrens had to play that back on just a fisted bloop, and he played it on one hop and got it over to first base, not in time. Back-to-back infield singles, and with one out, there are runners on first and second for the Papermakers. Tyler Merricks to bat now. Against Nathan Sleaford. Sleaford is taking a long time here to get his sign from Mason Hagenbusher. Evergreens play the first baseman in, but not holding the runner on. And here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Strike one. Sleaford, since coming on in relief, has not allowed a walk. Been touched up for three hits. The seeing eye hit from Melanson back in the third brought in two runs. They are charged to Zach Hancock, although that was a slow roller that brought in the 10th and 11th runs in this ball game. Pitch there is over. It's one ball, it's two strikes. No balls, two strikes here to Tyler Merricks. Merricks pinched hit in the last inning and has stayed in for Scott Schriebner at first base. He's down on the count, no balls, two strikes. And Nate Sleaford again taking a long time and now steps off the rubber. Evergreens are overthinking this in a game where they're trailing by 9 runs. It's got to be more about throwing strikes. Mason Hagenbusch is going through a full set of signs. Here comes the pitch, and that misses up high. It's a ball and two strikes. D.C. Everest Baseball today on Fox Sports Radio, brought to you by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. It's a ball and two strikes with one out and two on in the bottom of the fourth. The Evergreens trailing by 9 runs. 1-2 pitch, that's up high, 2-2. Just frustrating to see so many Evergreens pitchers struggle to be around the plate. Evergreens graduated a lot of pitching last year. And that has been one of the challenges for this team. There is good pitching at the JV level. The Evergreens are going to be more pitching rich as we move forward. Swing and a miss, a high fastball. That's strike three on Tyler Merricks. He's the second out. And that is the first strikeout for Nathan Sleaford. We'll have another pinch hitter coming up here. Casey Morganson, the pitcher, is going to hit for himself here in Nate Tyson's place. Morganson awaits the first pitch from Nathan Sleaford, and it is over on the outside corner for a strike. Nate Tyson, who had been the cleanup batter, struck out and walked twice, so he ends his day 0-1 officially. Sleaford's 0-1 pitch. That's off speed. That's up high. One ball, one strike. There are two outs, and there are runners on first and second. The Evergreens trying to get through this first inning without allowing Kimberly to score. Four in the first, four in the second, and three more in the third. Make it 11-2. And here comes a 1-1 pitch. And that's popped up foul over the dugout down the first base line. Out of play. A ball and two strikes. D.C. Everest Baseball, sponsored by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Sleaford is a strike away from bringing the inning to a close. We're waiting on a 1-2 pitch. Sleaford again, a long time checking his sign from Mason Hagenbusher. Now he comes set. Here it comes. Throws wildly outside. Two balls, two strikes. Sleaford had to get out of his crouch. So Hagenbusher had to get out of his crouch to keep that from going all the way to the backstop. Wind has picked up a little bit. Looks like Kimberly is warming up with maybe a third pitcher to work the top of the fifth inning. Again, Kimberly can let a lot of people play because they're staked to such a big lead. That one's fouled off, lined down just wide of the dugout. 2-2. Runners were in motion there. So Kimberly still looks like they're willing to hit and run. I mean, yeah, even if these are JV or secondary players, you want to put them in game situations, and that's what they're doing here. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs with runners on first and second. Here is Sleaford's wind and pitch. Ground ball to short. Fielded there by Alex Kell. Gets the force at second, and that brings the inning to a close. Kimberly gets two hits, but does not score. At the end of four complete, the Papermakers still lead the Evergreens 11-2. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Crank up the gas and light up the coals. Grilling season is finally here. Are you going to settle for the teeny weenies and the bland burgers? Heck no. Treat your family to award-winning brats from Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Choose from chili cheese, mushroom and Swiss, chicken tequila, and other taste bud tantalizing flavors. All natural with no liquid smoke or chemical additives. Try Country Fresh Meats for your next lunch break. Weekdays between 10 and 2. Country Fresh Meats, from their farm to yours, on the corner of 29 and J in Weston.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor D.C. Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
We are Buckhorns!
Welcome back to Middleton High School for Middleton's annual triangular. game one not going too well for DC Everest, trailing 11-2 as we come to the top of the fifth. The Everest Evergreens ready to bat against Casey Morganson, who is indeed out for a second inning of work for the Kimberly Papermakers. Mason Hagenbusher to bat, 1-for-2. He singled and scored one of the Evergreens' two runs in that third inning. Looking to bunt to get on and takes strike one. Again, down by this much, what you're looking for is quality at-bats, which can set you up for your playoffs. And base runners, as many as you can get. Second ball, short pop, center field, drops in front of the center fielder for a base hit. Colton Myers, the center fielder there, and he decided instead of charging and diving, the right play there is indeed to play that on a hop. And Mason Hagenbusher is 2-for-3 in the ballgame. Austin Behrens bats in the number two spots. It's coming into the game with a double switch. So here's Austin Behrens' first at-bat. That's in place of Sean Ludke. First ball is fouled off for a strike. Chris Conley with you at Middleton High School as we play in the 80s on a sunny day. The start and the end of the baseball season is so dramatic. We played ball games with temperatures in the low 40s. In fact, towards the end of that game in Merrill, second week of the season, we were in the upper 30s. And finally, late spring, summer has arrived. 0-1 pitch is up high to Austin Behrens. Mike Plaza, who's trying to keep that batting average above 400, waits on deck. Plaza has struck out twice and has not looked particularly good in his two at-bats. So he's going to get a turn. And what may be an important individual at bat for him. Here's a swing and a miss. Austin Behrens was way out in front there, and it's one ball and two strikes. Corey Morganson comes set. One ball, two strikes. Here's his pitch. Swing and a miss, and Austin Behrens has struck out. First strikeout against one walk for Casey Morganson. Morganson had not allowed a run. In fact, has not allowed a runner to get into scoring position since he came on to work the top of the fourth. We're in the top of the fifth now, and Mike Plaza is batting with one out and one on. Plaza went down on an off-speed pitch last at bat. Pitch there is bounced low in front of the plate. It's a wild pitch. Gets past the catcher, runner will advance from first to second. Mason Hagenbusher now moves into scoring position. Kimberly, number 13, is catching, and he's not on their roster. So we have a JV catcher behind the plate here. Count is one ball, no strikes to Plaza, so he can pick up an RBI with a hit to the outfield here. Here comes Casey Morganson's pitch, and that misses wide. Two balls, no strikes. And since he's 0-for-2 in the ballgame, Plaza would like one to hit here. Walk doesn't necessarily help Mike Plaza. 2-0 delivery, hard hit ground ball, deep in the hole, it's short, shortstop can't handle it, it hops over his glove and goes into the outfield. Evergreens will play that as first and third. Now a throw back to the infield is wild, and the Evergreens will score a run. Not sure if that's going to be scored as a double error or as a hit and an error. Let's see how that gets posted here. It will indeed be a hit for Mike Plaza, but no RBIs. When the ball got by the shortstop, the right fielder missed his cutoff man and threw wildly. And the Evergreens got a run on that. Actually, that's the left fielder with the play there. So Mike Plaza will indeed get a much-needed hit and then moves up to second on the misplay in the outfield. Here comes Cody Cocker. The run-in makes our score 11-3. Pitch from Cocker is up high, ball one. That is Kimberly's first error. It was Brandon Simonis, the left fielder, who played that ball after it got by the shortstop. And Simonis threw wildly to his cutoff man. Cody Cocker had the hit that brought in two Evergreens. Runs, fouls that one back. It's one ball, one strike. D.C. Everest Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, sponsored by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it like Country Fresh Meats, corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. Score now 11-3 with the Evergreens getting the run back. Evergreens at one point trailed 8-0 in this ballgame. They fell behind early. And that's really shaped the way this one has looked. This game just hasn't really felt close, hasn't been close from the start. Pitch there. That's a nice pitch from Corey Morganson. Found the outside corner with something off speed. And the pitcher is now ahead in the count. One ball and two strikes. Runner on second, one out and one in as the Evergreens play the top of the fifth in an 11-3 game. Pitch there to Cocker. That's up a little bit high. It's one ball, one strike. Cocker is 2-for-2 in the ballgame, singled back in the second and singled back in the third. Something good and something bad. Cocker was picked off at first base. That's the bad. Next time up, single brought in two runs. That's the good. And he's waiting now on a 2-2 pitch. Here it comes. Ground ball just under the pitcher's glove. Slowly to the second baseman, Isaac Mendelson. Throws and gets the runner at first by a step. Cody Cocker's ground out moves the runner from second to third, so Mike Plaza is now 90 feet away. It'll be up to Wyatt Brown to try and get that run in. Evergreens have out-hit Kimberly 8-7. But of Kimberly's 8 runs, 7 were unearned. Evergreens had a throw at first that should have ended the inning. And then had a force out at second that also should have ended the inning. Both errors. Seems like that was forever ago. First pitch to Wyatt Brown is down low. One ball, no strikes. But still, the die was cast after those plays. 1-0 pitch. Wyatt Brown chopped to third base. This is played cleanly and should end the inning. Throw over, and Wyatt Brown is out by a step. The Evergreens get 2 hits, 1 run, and at the end of 4.5, Kimberly 11, DC Evers 3. Back in a moment on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You've been injured. You hire the big city law firm who has sent you unsolicited letters. Before you do, ask yourself these questions. Am I going to be able to meet with them whenever I want to? Am I going to get personal service or be just another number? Big city law firm doesn't mean better representation. It means inconvenience for you. Call us, Telesti and Kennedy Law Firm. We're experienced in truck, auto, and motorcycle accidents. Lawyers you know and trust.
Our team has a lot of fans out there. Though you may not recognize them, their victories have made them very happy and even changed their lives. At Bone & Joint Center, our team includes nearly 20 top-performing providers, highly skilled in every area of orthopedic care. So you always have a whole team of specialists on your side. Not just one, collaborating closely to get you back to the things you love. Bone & Joint Center. Welcome to the pros. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Middleton, Wisconsin. Kimberly leads DC Amherst 11-3. Kimberly is the home team in this neutral field game, and they are at bat in the bottom of the fifth inning. And Kimberly will use yet another designated hitter, Anthony Hines, to bat here. Brandon Simonis had come in as a defensive replacement back in the fourth inning. And now Hines comes in for him. It was Simonis who was charged with an error that allowed that run to score. So one of the Evergreens' 3 runs is also unearned. Nathan Sleaford is back out to work, and his first pitch is missing for a ball. Second pitch, bounce in front of home plate, ball 2. Again, this is just a test for pitchers in a game that's out of control. Can you find the plate and throw strikes? And that has not been so easy for the Evergreens. These are all tough teams at this Invitational, and the Evergreens here are playing without a lot of pitching to use. Pitch there misses outside. It's 3 balls and no strikes to Anthony Hines. Hines plays some infield and outfield for the Papermakers. He's a junior. Waiting on a 3-0 pitch, takes a strike. Today's Evergreens baseball game is sponsored by InterCity State Bank, serving the community since 1952. InterCity State Bank, financing for homes, vehicles, and businesses, inviting you to come bank with us. And Nathan Sleaford has come back with a strike there, 3 balls and 2 strikes. And Anthony Hines has yet to take the bat off his shoulder. have to shorten up and hit here. Payoff pitch is coming, and strike three called. High strike, and it's a strikeout for Nathan Sleaford. Sleaford's second strikeout against no walks. Sleaford has been the best pitcher that the Evergreens have thrown to the mound so far. Alec Melanson to bat. Came in as a pinch hitter and delivered a single. Fouls that one off for a strike. This number six spot in Kimberly batting order has been productive. Bryce Swick, who is now out of the game, had two doubles. Double in the first inning to bring in a run, and double in the second to bring in another. Ground ball, third base side, just wide of the bag. That's foul. Two strikes now on Alec Melanson. Ethan Taggart, who entered the game as a pinch hitter and then stayed in to play the field, waits on deck for Kimberly. One out and none on. Kimberly did not score in the fourth. The Evergreens are trying to keep them off the scoreboard here in the fifth. Still 11-3. And here is a two-strike pitch hit to right field. Settling under it is Bryce Hines. Hines makes the catch. There's the second out. Three up, three down innings have been hard to come by in this game. Kimberly starter Ethan Taggart got the Evergreens 1-2-3 back in the first inning. And neither team has been able to accomplish that since. Now Nathan Sleaford will try and do it with Ethan Taggart ready to bat. So Taggart still gets to bat, which means Taggart is playing the field somewhere. He was the starting pitcher. I believe he's out in right field now. Off-speed pitch from Sleaford is up high. Taggart was DH'd for earlier in the ballgame. A DH, Mason Shanice, walked twice. Taggart's one at bat, he bounced into a double play. Reaches out for that one and serves it into right field, a base hit for pitcher Ethan Taggart. You get the feeling that Taggart doesn't get a chance to hit all that often. And there he just served that one out into right field for a two-out single. Ethan Hoffman to bat now. I had said that a number 13, who doesn't appear on the roster, was catching. Maybe that was Ethan Hoffman, and the strap of his catcher's uniform may have been covering up part of the nine on his uniform. Throw over to first, safe. Yeah, Ethan Hoffman's got to be the catcher at this point in the game. Hoffman is a junior. Yes, let's assume that it is Ethan Hoffman when Kimberly is back in the field, who's behind the plate. Pitch there is up high, one ball and no strikes from Nathan Sleaford. The Evergreens started with Sean Lutke. Lutke allowed four walks and a strikeout. A lot of defensive problems behind Sean Lutke today. Eight runs scored in the two innings that he worked, but only one of them was an earned run. 1-0 pitch, that one's fouled off at the plate. It's one ball and one strike. Assuming there is not some crazy comeback in this ballgame, the Evergreens will look for better luck against the Middleton Cardinals. Middleton's got to be a little frustrated. They let a three-run lead get away from them in the first game. So they will be looking to go even for the day in this triangular in game two of our Fox Sports broadcast. Kimberly looking to get out of here with two wins and no losses. If they can hold this nine-run lead, now check that, this eight-run lead that they currently enjoy. This is over for a strike. It's one ball and two strikes. 11-3, with the Evergreens getting one run in the top of the fifth inning. Bottom of the fifth now with two outs and one on. Ethan Hoffman batting against Nathan Sleaford. Sleaford checks that runner at first. Here is the 1-2 pitch, and that's a bouncing ball to the right side. Second baseman, Austin Behrens, misplays it. Everybody's safe. An error on Austin Behrens. The fourth error committed by the Evergreens today. So Sleaford but is not, and Brady Townsend will get a chance to bat. Evergreens baseball sponsored by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Don't just live, shine. So it looked like Sleaford was cruising along here in the fifth inning. Then he gave up the two-out hit. Now an error has been committed behind him. And he'll work with runners on first and second. Brady Townsend bounced back to the mound his first time up. Townsend is first ball swinging and fouls that off behind home plate. For a moment, Mason Hagenbusher was out of the crouch to see if he had a play. He did not. 0-1. Many of the Kimberly players taking batting and throwing practice behind the first base dugout. Time between games may be somewhat brief here. This tournament is running behind schedule. That first game took a little longer than expected. Pitch from Sleaford is up high. One ball, one strike. I know a lot of the Evergreens players have packed a lunch, knowing that there may not be a lot of rest between games two and three in a triangular. There usually isn't. 1-1 pitch from Sleaford almost threw it over his catcher's head. Two balls and one strike. Yeah, it is very obvious from a little bit of the first game, which I got a chance to see, and this second game, the Evergreens do not bring as much pitching to this party as the other teams do. And that's a big handicap. The Evergreens are not deep with their pitching to begin with, and they need to save as much of that pitching for conference and playoff games. So it is a ragtag pitching crew that's come here. That pitch is outside. Three balls, one strike. Sleaford is pitching with two outs and runners on first and second. Bottom of the fifth in an 11-3 game. Evergreens are on the short end here. And it just looked like Sleaford was going to go through the fifth inning without a lot of trouble. And now he has just walked Brady Townsend to load the bases. And again, the papermakers just... The Evergreens haven't made them earn what they've gotten in this ballgame. The Evergreens pitchers have now allowed 9 walks, 4 errors. Colton Myers, who is 1-for-1, ready to take his next turn at bat. Myers bats with the bases loaded and 2 outs. Here comes the pitch. First ball swinging and fouls that off. And now that we are in the bottom of the fifth inning, should Myers get a hit and bring in 2 runs, that would be a 10-run lead and would bring our ball game to the end. So if the Evergreens want to keep playing, this is an important out to get. Sleaford ready to deliver his 0-1 pitch. Bounced that one in the dirt. One ball, one strike. Evergreens baseball sponsored by Valley Community Credit Union, serving all of central Wisconsin. Visit their newest location in Cronenwetter or to find a branch near you, go online at valleycommunities.com. One ball, one strike, Sleaford to Colton Myers. And Sleaford stares in to get his sign. Here's his pitch, had him out in front there, one ball, two strikes. Regardless of what happens here, the Evergreens have assured themselves an above 500 finish. They are 11-8 overall, 6-6 in league play. We mentioned at the top of our broadcast, it seems like everybody's 6-6. Reaching for that one and popping it up into shallow left field. Long run from Mike Plaza. Plaza comes in and makes the catch. Kimberly gets one run in and leaves the bases loaded at the end of 5 complete. Papermakers 11, Evergreens 3. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Our team has a lot of fans out there. Though you may not recognize them, their victories have made them very happy and even changed their lives. At Bone and Joint Center, our team includes nearly 20 top-performing providers, highly skilled in every area of orthopedic care, so you always have a whole team of specialists on your side, not just one, collaborating closely to get you back to the things you love. Bone and Joint Center, welcome to the pros. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
New boyfriend or just friend, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeBorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeBorneyOrtho.com.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
The Evergreens are getting ready to bat in the top of the sixth inning, and they'll do so against a new Kimberly pitcher. Ben Carew, who started the game at third base, will exit and will exit third and will come in to pitch. And in what looks like a straight change, Casey Morganson, who worked innings 4 and 5, moves over to third base. So Morganson from the mound to third, Carew from third to the pitcher's mound. We can close out the line on Casey Morganson, who worked 2 innings. He allowed 2 hits and 1 run. It was unearned, the run scoring of a throwing error from the outfield. Casey Morganson struck out 1 and walked 1. Again, he came into the game with his team leading 9-2, so he gets no decision here. Those earlier runs belong to Ethan Taggart, who stands to be the winning pitcher. Evergreens are going to send up a pinch hitter here for Brady Burrell. Josh Merchant will bat. Josh Merchant sometimes DHs when Brady Burrell is hitting, and there's a line to center field. Under it and making the catch is Colton Myers for the first out. So Josh Merchant sees only one pitch before he is retired. Nathan Sleaford is scheduled to bat, and Nathan Sleaford, who is going to probably be sent out again to try and close out this game as the pitcher for the Evergreens, Sleaford will bat for himself here. A hit and a fly out to center field, 1-for-2, takes a strike there from Ben Carew. Carew is listed as an all-everything, infielder, outfield, and pitcher on the Kimberly Papermakers roster. Sleaford there with a fly ball to right. Right fielder Nate Tyson is under it and makes the catch. That's the second out. So the Evergreens swinging early in the count. In fact, that is probably someone else in right field. Tyson would have exited the ball game already. Evergreens will send up a pinch hitter for Bryce Hines, who is scheduled to bat here. Austin Solomon will bat. And Austin Solomon is first ball hitting. Ground ball to second base. Isaac Melanson fields cleanly, throws over to Tyler Merricks, the first baseman, and it's a 1-2-3 inning. So the Evergreens go up three down in the top of the sixth. At the end of 5.5, Kimberly 11, DC Everest 3, back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Buckhorns!
Welcome back to Middleton, where the Evergreens are making another pitching change. For the first time, we will see Wyatt Brown pitch. Brown has played almost exclusively center field. There have been times when Wyatt Brown has played a little bit at shortstop on double switches, and this is the first time this year that we will see senior Wyatt Brown throw from the mound. Wyatt, such a natural athlete, is probably going to be okay at pitching. We'll see. The Evergreens started with Sean Lutke, who stands to take the loss here. Hancock got to throw in the third inning. He walked all 4 batters he faced and did not record an out. Nathan Sleaford came out and got out of a bases-loaded jam in the third inning. Sleaford worked the 4th and 5th. And Sleaford did not allow a run during his time here. And now Wyatt Brown to take over. Isaac Melanson to bat against Wyatt Brown. So let's see how this works out, bottom of the 6th inning. Wyatt Brown's first pitch kind of aimed that one and misses up high for a ball. Again, Wyatt Brown here is being asked to do something that he normally doesn't do. Wyatt Brown is not a pitcher. slide step delivery. Pitch there is up high. Two balls and no strikes. That means someone new is in center field for the D.C. Everest Evergreens. Just from the look of him, it looks like that may be Austin Barrett re-entering. And here is a line drive, well hit to right field. It's going to get over the right fielder's head up against the wall. Bryce Hines unable to catch up with that, and it's a leadoff double for Isaac Blanson. And just that, Kimberly's got another run in scoring position. Papermakers batted out 14 hits in their first game, and now they have nine here. Tyler Merricks, who came in to play first base, not a starter, is now to take his second at-bat. He's walked and struck out. Big lead there at second base. Swing and miss. See if Wyatt Brown, a non-pitcher, knows that he has to look back and check that runner. In this 11-3 ball game, Wyatt Brown misses up high. It's one ball, one strike. Evergreens and Middleton to follow this ball game. So the Evergreens are in danger here of losing their ninth of the season. Wyatt Brown's pitch, nothing but fastballs so far. That one's up high. It's two balls and a strike. Evergreens and Middleton next, then Woodchuck and Madison Mallards from Athletic Park. Part of a baseball tripleheader on Fox Sports. That pitch is fouled back from Tyler Merricks. It's two balls, two strikes. Yeah, Wyatt Brown, I mean, this is a spot that he hasn't been in all season, being asked to pitch here. You can tell that Wyatt Brown's not a pitcher. I mean, he comes set, but he almost aims that ball. Not like he's really rearing back and throwing. It's a fastball that's fouled back. And I'm not sure Wyatt has anything but a fastball here. Two balls and two strikes. Wyatt Brown, a senior, looks forward to going to UW-Stevens Point, being a part of the football team. Leading runner in the Valley Conference. Something off there, swing and a miss. Tyler Merricks is down on strikes, and Wyatt Brown has count with one out and a runner on second. Casey Morganson to bat here. Brown does look at that runner at second and starts Morganson off with a strike in the outside corner. Last year, at this triangular, the Evergreens lost a game in the bottom of the seventh inning. Ground ball. Wyatt Brown snags it back at the mound. Throws over to first, and there's the second out. Runner moves from second to third on the hard ground out. Isaac Melanson was moving with the pitch. There are two outs, and there's a runner at third. Anthony Hines bats. He came in as a defensive replacement for Kimberly. In fact, Kimberly has very few of their regular starters in. First pitch to Hines, misses outside, down low. Wyatt Brown trying to strand that runner at third base. Kimberly got a leadoff double, and since then a strikeout and ground out, unable to pick up that runner in scoring position. It is 11-3. Out in front of that, fouls it off. One ball, one strike. So Wyatt Brown, coming to the end of his high school sports career, can say, hey, I pitched two. And Wyatt Brown now looked in, just like a pitcher. Comes in. Here comes his 1-1 pitch. Got him out in front. Fouled off there. One ball, two strikes. You know, on the bus ride home, Wyatt's going to talk about his pitching now, and none of his teammates are going to want to hear it after an 11-3 loss. Assuming that that's where our score stands. It is one ball and two strikes. Runner on third with two outs. Here's the pitch. Tried to get him to chase. It's up high. Two balls, two strikes. Alex Melanson is in the on-deck circle. They're going to have someone bat for him should the inning continue. Nope, that is Alec. Pitch there. Did it hit him? Yes, it did. Pitch inside has hit Anthony Hines, and he gets a free pass to first base. And Alec Melanson will get a chance to bat. Bryce Hines is well off the pitcher's mound. And he's asking the umpire about something as he gets his ball. It looks like catcher Mason Hagenbusher. Oh, my, is something wrong with Mason Hagenbusher? Mason may have had that hit batter ball go off of him. And Mason Hagenbusher, something's not right with Mason Hagenbusher. He's got his face mask off and now has his glove off. And Mason Hagenbusher is walking around behind home plate like something's not right with him. And, you know, in a blowout game, playoffs coming next week, you don't want to see anyone get hurt. And Mason Hagenbusher's got his hands on his knees. Nobody's come out to take a look at him. What's going on here? If you've got a player that's injured from the dugout is going to come out and take a look at what's going on with Mason Hagenbusher. I mean, is Hagenbusher just dehydrated? Did he get hit? I mean, I'm going to assume that that pitch hit the batter, hit Mason Hagenbusher somewhere. And Mason Hagenbusher, without a visit from the bench, what's going on with that? He's going to stay in the ballgame. If it wasn't a 9-run ballgame, Kimberly will be running on the catcher here to test him out. Pitches up high. Hagenbusher does catch it. It came out of his crouch, so he looked okay there. One ball, no strikes. Hagenbusher almost looked punch drunk. I wish I could tell you what's wrong with him. I didn't really see that. I'm guessing that he was hit by that pitch after it hit the bat. Wyatt Brown's pitch is up high to Alec Melenson, and it's two balls, no strikes. But, I mean, you would think when your catcher is struggled and injured, somebody from the bench has got to come out. And that has not happened here. 2-0. Pitch is up high from Wyatt Brown, 3-0. I mean, it could just be a matter of being hydrated. It is a hot and humid day, kind of weather that these players have not seen a lot of this season. And there's just no shade to be had outside the dugout. Wyatt Brown tried to aim that 3-0 pitch and missed. It's a walk to Alex Melanson, and the bases are loaded. So it looked like the Evergreens were going to get out of this inning quickly, and they did not. Mason Shanice, who started this game as the designated hitter, is going to re-enter and bat here. He walked twice in his first two plate appearances, then gave lead to Ethan Taggart. Bases are loaded, and he fouls off the first pitch for ball one. Again, with this being an 8-run game and the bases loaded, a single that brings in 2 runs would make the lead 10 and would bring the game to a close. Maybe that's what the Evergreens have in mind, sending out one of their starters here. Pitch there misses up high. It's 1-1. Back-to-back walks would also bring us to the 10-run rule. It is Wyatt Brown, the fourth pitcher the Evergreens have used. Lutke, Hancock, and Sleaford, the earlier victims in this game, popped up down the first base line. Foul territory, over the dugout and out of play, 1-2. So now Wyatt Brown is 1 strike away. 1-2, 2 outs, and bases loaded. Evergreens trail by 8. Here's the pitch. Walked him. No. What's that? That's got to be a ball. Okay, it's 2-2. Your friendly announcer lost the count here. Yeah, it's hot and humid. 2-2 to Mason Shanice. And there is a line drive to right field. Is it over the right fielder's head? Turned around, up against the wall. 1 run scores. 2 runs. No, they're holding up here. They're holding up the runner at third base. 2 runs have come in on that long fly ball to right field, and that makes it 13-3. That brings the game to an end under the 10-run rule. Mason Shanice with a long game-ending double to right field. 6 innings complete, and the game comes to an end there. Kimberly 13, D.C. Everest 3. Congratulations to the Kimberly Papermakers as they have won the first game that the Evergreens were involved in at this triangular. Let's take a one-minute break. We'll have a quick wrap-up, and then we'll set you up for Game 2 back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Get a radio fix on this.
This is JT the Brick with Tom Looney.
Here we go now.
So everybody's wondering if Tyronn Lue
right.
is qualified. Tyronn Lue. I've asked people about him in the NBA. They all say he's going to be great. Everybody
yeah,
who I've talked
people
to,
say.
They say he's going to be great. He connects with the players. But who would you rather have first time, John Stockton or Tyronn Lue?
This is JT the Brick with Tom Looney.
Yeah, boy.
Weekday afternoons at 5 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Kimberly. I'm Chris Conley with the Evergreens. We're on the short end of a 13-3 score. The game goes final in the sixth inning on the 10-run rule, thanks to a 2-RBI double from Mason Schneese. The Evergreens allowed 4 runs in the first inning and 4 more in the second. They committed 3 errors over those first 2 innings. 7 of the first 8 runs scored were unearned. The Evergreens dug their grave early in the ballgame that they were never able to recover from. Losing pitcher is Sean Lutke, who worked the first 2 innings. Again, 8 runs, only 1 earned. He allowed 4 hits. He did walk 4. 2 of those walked batters came around to score and struck out 1. Ethan Taggart gets in for Kimberly. Taggart worked the first innings, 6 hits. He allowed 2 runs, 2 earned, 2 strikeouts, and no walks. Kimberly, 13 runs on 10 hits. They committed 1 error. That 1 error was a throw from the outfield that allowed an Evergreens run to score. The Evergreens get 3 runs, 8 hits, and they committed 4 errors. More sloppy defense from the Evergreens. The Evergreens did have 2 players who had 2-hit ball games. Mason Hicks, 2 singles, 2 for 3 today, and scored twice. Cody Cocker was also 2 for 3. And Mike Plaza, as we continue to watch his batting average to see if he finishes the season above 400, Mike Plaza was 1 for 3, a single through the left side and 2 strikeouts. 1 for 3 for Mike Plaza, who began today hitting 420. Again, our final score in 6 innings, Kimberly 13, D.C. Everest 3. That's going to do it for Game 1 on our Fox Sports Radio doubleheader. We'll be back in about a half hour with Game 2 from Middleton. The Evergreens take on the Middleton Cardinals. Again, back in about 30 with the start of Game 2 of this triangular. That's going to do it for Game 1. Thank you for listening. I'm Chris Conley. This has been Evergreens Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Been listening to DC Everest Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Everest Baseball is brought to you by Cloverbell Credit Union, Brainerd Funeral Home, Baysman Shoeing Clothing, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, Telesti and Kennedy Attorneys at Law, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, and Valley Communities Credit Union. The preceding has been a sports presentation of Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications.